going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Presented by Baltimore area Jiffy Lube locations. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday. So Mark Andrews spoke with ESPN's own Jamison Hensley. He was asked about the drop pass. He said when he was in a huddle for the two-point conversion, he noticed his gloves were soaked. Those are his words, soaked. That's his word, I should say. Then he went on to say, I'm thinking, do I take it off? Do I not? It was so fast and so quick that it just happened, Andrew said. And at the end of the day, I still should have caught the ball. I still should have made the play. He goes on to say that sportsman, things happen. I know the type of player that I am. What can I do? And it is what it is. It was tough. Wasn't the best game, and I'm looking forward to redemption. I wish he wouldn't have said that.
Me too.
Any of that. Your gloves? Come on, man.
Well,
nobody wants to hear that.
So first off, can I say, like, I don't know that he was making an excuse, but it sure does come across that way, and that's what a lot of fans are going to run with. Talking about your glove, I think what he's trying to do is say, in my mind, I'm going, do I take these off or not? And I made the wrong decision. Either way, if your gloves are soaked, what does it matter? You're catching the ball with the outside of those things, and it's not on the... These gloves nowadays, when you talk about cutters and all the different ones that they have, they're so good. The damn ball sticks to the glove.
Whether it's wet or not.
Yeah, because the reason I stopped wearing gloves before they got, like, you know, outraged... I never wear gloves when I played football. Like one of those goofballs that likes the feel of the bat on their hand when they're playing baseball.
Austin Hayes.
There's a lot of them. But if I ever drop the ball, in my mind, I'm going, damn, gloves. I can't do that when it's just my hands. So,
besides, your hands are soft, like a baby.
I have the softest hands in the world. You guys think I'm playing. Like, these things, you know how good they feel on me?
Oh, we've had them tested. We know.
Yeah, you guys know. These are, anytime anybody wants, come up and shake these hands and be like, oh, baby, you've never worked a hard day in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, again, I just hate that he said it.
You're a damn roofer.
Because, by the way, they started to get ruined. That's why I stopped. But no, when it comes down to Mark Andrews, he is a great player. He's always going to be a great player. He's one of the best tight ends in the league. I hate that he said that, though, because that's how people are going to take it as an excuse. It can't happen.
This is the dilemma, though. When he didn't speak, people criticized him that he needs to step up and say, now he stepped up. And granted, he says his gloves are wet. But I don't think you ever make people happy. He dropped the ball, period. I mean, the guy...
Don't give me a glove. See, this is who Mark Andrews is to me. Mark Andrews is the man that didn't speak after he dropped the ball to lose the game. And then when you finally speak, you give me gloves? That's what you give me, gloves? After 3 months, the best thing you have for me are gloves. That's it. You know, if you want, you're right. He spoke, but don't give me gloves. Hey, man, I dropped the ball. I mean, that's it. At the end of the day, it was a bad game. I dropped. Don't give me my gloves were soaked and but I still need to get. So if you realize you still needed to catch the ball, then don't mention the gloves. So that's who the last two occasions I had with Mark Andrews is not stepping up and speaking after you didn't make the play, and when you finally spoke up, you're telling me about your gloves. If Mark Andrews catches that 2-point conversion and the Ravens go on to win, he's the first in line to talk to the media. First in line.
What happens if he takes his gloves off and the same thing happens? I mean, do you go, man, I should have left my gloves on. They were a little wet.
A little wet.
Soaked.
Exactly. But the way they make them now, being wet or not, that's what he was saying.
I love Mark Andrews. I think the guy's a phenomenal player.
I'm not taking that away from him.
In that moment, that's why I've said multiple times, I hate the fact if that's his last play as a Baltimore Raven, because I felt like for his career, you deserve better than that being your final memory. But it is what it is. It's sports. People make mistakes. I don't know why guys can't just go up there and go, I effed up, man.
Exactly.
I effed up. It's on me. Like, I'm never going to let myself down, like, get over this. Like, that's how I would be. I'm like, ah, man, here's a glove.
You got to just say, I dropped it, dude. Yeah. I have no excuse.
Yeah. Ed, I'm not beating him up because he dropped the ball. I'm not. Things happen. I agree with him. Things happen. What I'm disappointed with is how he's handled it. You go from not talking to you mentioning gloves, and you're saying, well, I should have caught the ball. No, that is a passive-aggressive excuse. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying it's the gloves' fault, but,
yeah,
you know, okay, if you're not saying it's the gloves' fault,
but if I were going to name five things it was the fault, the gloves would be at the top of that list and not me. No.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. You know, it's that passive-aggressive excuse. You know, I should have caught the ball, but my gloves were soaked, and I'm thinking in a huddle, should I take them off? Should I keep them on? I don't know.
I wish he'd have just showed up and said, man, Pops is tripping, man. He wanted me to come ask y'all for the beach cruiser back. He don't want to hear anything about gloves. No, I mean, what is, like, again, we go back to what happened in that moment, and that's probably the easiest catch you could ever have as a football player. You're walking backwards, right? It's a short pass. It's a soft pass. And I played in a game, in a championship game, 2-point conversion thrown at me, right? I told him, just fire that pill in there. I'm going to catch it. Guy does it. It hits me on the palm of my hand and just dies.
He dropped it?
Yep. Dropped it. And they all came up to me, what happened? I said,
did you show up for the press conference after the game?
No, because I wasn't wearing gloves. Okay. Because if I had worn gloves, I'd have caught it, clearly.
So, but did you show up to talk to the media?
But my hands were wet, yeah. By the way, I caught the touchdown to put us down one. We went for two to win the game. So I caught the touchdown and said, you come right back to my ass on this play. He did, and I dropped it.
We give out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Did Andrews make his drop in the playoff game worse? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Fan. You know, you let the playoff game end on Lamar Jackson interception, and Lamar doesn't talk to the media afterwards and then comes back 3 months later with this bull crap. You let the playoff game end on Justin Tucker going wide left, and then Justin Tucker, let's say none of this offseason stuff happened with Tucker, but Justin Tucker after the game has nothing to say to the media and 3 months later come back with this bull crap. Those guys will be vilified. Absolutely vilified. Mark Andrews ain't getting away with this. You don't speak, and then now you speak, and you give me a passive-aggressive excuse? Man, miss me with all of that. Miss me with all of that. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up,
Hello.
Trippy?
Hey, bro, that's crazy. I just texted you about the Justin Tucker thing, right? But I'm going to be real with you, right? Because, you know, Ravens fans, they ask me, like, Trippy, how you feel about Mark? I said I'm 50-50 because I'm looking at it like, let's look at a guy like Charlie Kolar. When he first got drafted, he said he looked up to Mark Andrews. So I'm pretty sure he could do his thing. You know what I mean? He ain't get a lot of production, but when he was on the field, he caught the ball early in the year. Look at Isaiah Likely. Like, I'm going to be – well, I can't say what I want to say because this ain't a podcast, but, like, it pissed me off. I had my good brother Bishop last year. You know, we do Raven spaces. Man, get Mark Andrews out of here. The Ravens said, no, we need him. He's number one, isn't it? Look, look what everybody's saying now. But I'm going to be real, like Jeremy said. Oh, what's up, Ed? But
what's up, man?
It's crazy because – I would have respected if you would have said, you know what, y'all, I made a mistake. I own up to it. But for you to say your gloves was wet, like, come on. Like, I could break the game down, man. Like, before Lamar Jackson fumbled, he dropped the wide open pass. We was down 5 points. He runs the ball. I guess he think he Reggie Bush or Christian McCaffrey. Like, come on, bro. Like, and how about this? Can one of y'all name me a tight end, right, that never wore gloves? Hello, Dallas Clark. I see Dallas Clark playing the playoffs. You ain't never hear him say, oh, my hands was cold. Or even they was cold away, he still caught the ball. And then if you look at it, bro, the ball hits your shoulder, man. Like, I ain't going to lie. I love all the Ravens players. And like Rob said yesterday, Ed Reed. I lost my mind when we lost Ed Reed. But you know what I learned? It's a business. Man, get Mark Andrews out of here when we got Isaiah Likely and all them other dudes. I'm sorry, because guess what? He could do all this in the regular season. What are you going to do in the postseason? The first game against Tennessee, interception. The game against the Steelers, he dropped the ball. It's the same thing. I'm done. I don't know who worse. Mark Andrews thing he said yesterday. I can't even get the word out. Or the Oreos playing like sugar, honey, iced tea. Hey, have a good Wednesday. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
He's kidding. I'm not gonna lie.
I was reaching for the dumb button.
He did. I was gonna say. I guess that's the last call we take in this segment. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm fine, man. It's like, look, he didn't speak up about it, did he? And that's what I'm pissed off about. Yeah, 3 months, he made it worse by talking about the gloves. But 3 months later, I don't want to hear, like my dude said, S-H-I-T about it. Speaking about it 3 months later, when he should have just spoke up about it when it happened, his explanation was crap. And I don't even want to hear nothing 3 months later, to tell you the truth.
Well, can you spell out dirty words?
I don't know. I was just wondering about that.
Joe, can I spell out?
I don't know.
Do it now.
I was wondering.
Thursday.
Tuesday. We're going to go to Rashawn in Baltimore. How about we do that? What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas. You know, I tuned in. I'm like, man, what is the trippier part of the show now, man?
Yeah, he's
in like 10 minutes, man.
Well, I mean.
Well, your time is ticking while you talk about Trippy.
Trippy's on point.
But listen, man. As far as Mark Andrews, I lost a little bit of respect for him, man, because that shows he has no integrity or accountability, you know, at this point, man. Just man up and say, listen, I made a bad play. I missed the ball. Hey, it happens.
You got 30 seconds, bro. Go ahead.
It's not like when Dez Bryant, you know, he had a legitimate point.
Wrap it up,
you know,
B.
He actually caught the ball.
Wrap it up.
Though. He caught the ball, man. You shut up, man. Don't rush me, man. I'm trying to get it out here, man.
Wrap it up, B.
Hey, man. That's all I got to say, man. I got stuff to do, man. I ain't got time to talk.
Hey, you
got to
raise people, trippy, people's BG&E bill. That's what you're doing.
You got to call Dallas right now is what he's got
to
do.
Stuff to do. He's been on the radio all morning. I heard you at 5:30 in the morning on the national show.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy. My guy, Pat Boyle, you know.
You like Pat?
Yeah, that's my guy, man. Mm.
Ask him a question now.
Wrap it up, B.
He had a minute and 4 seconds.
Let's go to Mark in Catonsville. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning, man.
I think I might be the contrarian of the callers because I don't have no problem with what he said.
Okay.
I mean, we all saw what happened. It was obvious. The ball was thrown to him. He dropped it, right? So what else could he say? If we asked him the question, we want to know what he was thinking or feeling in that moment because we all saw what happened. For him to say, I just dropped the ball, okay, we all saw that. It's quite obvious, right?
The one thing I would say, though, is like, we don't have the audio of this, the full thing, right? Because we've seen this before where he may have started off like, look, I dropped the ball, this is all on me, and then giving you the but, this is actually what happened. They ain't going to run with the first part of it. Media's going to run with the second part.
He said
I don't
after
know.
That. He's, well, according to this, and it's in quotes, he talked about gloves. Then he said, I still should have caught the ball.
Okay.
Yeah. He started. That's why I said it's a passive-aggressive excuse.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm in the same boat with you just because even if that's the fact, I don't think you can say it.
You can't. Bottom line.
Somebody else could say, hey, man, Mark ain't going to tell you this. Like, Harbaugh comes up and said, Mark's not going to tell you this. That dude's gloves were soaked and he was kicking himself over the fact that he didn't take them off or he made the wrong decision. Like, somebody else can come say it, but I don't think he can.
Because we all know what happens now. If he drops a pass this year, oh, must be the gloves. Wear gloves. Trey and Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas? I feel like every Mark Andrews conversation I got to chime in on. And, I hate to be the dead horse, but, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed, though. Just the icing on the cake for me. I mean, you know, you be around somebody long enough, sooner or later they're going to tell you who they are. And, I mean, you know, it's just very disappointing. Personally, it's not that I hate to say I'm ready to move on and make it seem like he's a bad player, but I'm just ready to move on from Mark Andrews. I've been saying it. I've been calling for years talking about it. I remember even calling in last year in the beginning of the season. I don't hold this against y'all, but I called him.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
I called him a possession tight end, and I got hung up on.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it's all good, though. It's all good. But, I mean, I'm just
Jeremy had that same laugh when you said it just now, and I hit the button. Listen, dude, Trey, there's a lot of calls I don't remember, but the weeks after that, I thought about that call. I'm like, one day somebody last year told me Albert Suarez was the Orioles' unsung hero. Man, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. A month later, man, Albert Suarez is the unsung hero.
Man, I wish somebody would have come up with this sooner.
I'll admit when I'm wrong. I got no problem with that. We talk for a living. I mean, we're going to be wrong a lot.
I'm laughing because I love the fact that he got hung up on and didn't take it personally, came back in and made it funny.
Oh, like, yeah.
He obviously took that personally.
Well,
I got hung up on, but I'm cool with it.
Well, even if
because I probably hung up on him.
If he took, no, I remember I hit that button. I remember that.
You guys get to hear who hangs up on you now. It's either Joe or Rob. It's not Ed or I.
It's actually Ed.
I'm that baby pappy. Ben Wagner from the Orioles Master joins us at 8:00. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yes. I have to give this over the top sports fan. One guy did something exceptionally crappy.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. 1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get your shovel.
Over the top sports fans. This one is just, as I said, crappy. Yeah. You know, I don't know what goes through people's minds, honestly. There's a soccer match, football match, over in England. For reasons unknown, I guess one of the fans was very unhappy. They had to cancel the game because of this guy. And we've all seen the hooliganism with the fights at, you know, football games in Europe and stuff. And they say, you know, soccer's a game played by gentlemen and, you know, viewed by hooligans. And rugby's a game played by hooligans viewed by gentlemen. It couldn't be truer. What happened was, at halftime, there's a game between old Malton St. Mary's and Malt Shovel in the York Football Premier League. There was a little controversial penalty, whatever. Referee goes to into the locker room. He realized somebody took a dump in his Nikes.
Wow.
Somebody broke into the training room or the ref's room, squatted down, and took a dump in his cleats.
Did he get both of them or just one? Because I just want to know how talented the guy is.
I think it was one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's semi-pro?
Yeah. I didn't know if he broke it off in the middle and said, ha-ha! Sorry.
You got to think about it. It's not just reading a story. The guy gets into the room, he pulls his knickers down, as they say, and he squats down. And he takes a dump in a man's shoe. Like,
really?
Who does this?
Who takes a crap in someone's shoe? Really?
Really? A match was abandoned at halftime, as when the ref went into his changing room, someone had pooped in his trainers. Okay.
That's just nasty.
I think people just too much with sports. That's really just too much.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
My shovel goes to the NBA.
Wow.
They fined Anthony Edwards for having a big penis. Did you hear about this? Have you guys heard this yet? This is so great. Some fan is like trying to heckle Anthony Edwards. Like, yeah, you suck in your $200 million contract. And he turns around and goes, it was a $300 million contract, and I got a bigger penis than you. Shut up. 50 grand. He didn't say penis, by the way. He did say something else. And he was going back and forth. I get why the NBA fined him. I just think it's funny to tell everyone that he got fined 50 grand for having a big penis.
So fans can say whatever they want, and players can't say something back.
Yes.
Come on.
It's I know. But this is...
How long were you a police? I'm just curious, man, because I don't know how things worked in New York and Baltimore, but that's exactly how it worked in South Carolina.
Yeah,
the public could do what they wanted to do. Your reaction was scrutinized.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to bring it back. My shovel goes to bars. Not all bars, some bars. I'm going to read this real quick. And Ed, you will appreciate this more than anybody here. One of the main things that causes bourbon to go bad is oxidation, which occurs when bourbon is exposed to oxygen. Yet I go to some bars and they put pouring spouts in bourbon. You don't, but the cork in bourbon, whether it's synthetic or real cork, keeps the air out so you don't ruin the bourbon. When you, because you're lazy, don't want to take the cork out and pour, and you put pouring spouts in there, the oxygen gets to the bourbon and it doesn't taste the same. Trust me, it does not taste the same. You're ruining bourbon. That and wine, you can't put pouring. Would you put a pouring spout in a bottle of wine?
You send that back?
Did you just meet me?
If I order a side salad and it comes out on top, I send it back.
Come on, man. Come on. It's when I tasted it, I'm like, man, what's wrong with this? And I look back at the bar, I'm like, they got pouring spouts in them. And like I said, Ed, you would probably appreciate this more than anybody, but you can't do that to bourbon, man.
I just don't like it in general. It's just, it reminds me, I have this real pet peeve. It reminds me of Europe. When you buy cocktails in Europe, Jeremy, if you notice this, they all have measuring spouts on.
Oh, yeah.
Like you want a bourbon neat. They turn it over and the bottle shuts off and you get like a quarter of an inch of bourbon in the bottom of your glass, and that's a full shot for them.
Really?
And they measure. Yeah, it's weird. Like, yeah.
I measure everything too, but I start at the butthole.
We know.
Oh, okay.
<We're aware. laughs> A little bit early, we talked about Mark Andrews. David in Baltimore wants to weigh in. What's up, David?
Good morning, fellas. Quick question about the Mark Andrews thing. I mean, you think about it, if it wasn't for him catching that touchdown and tie the game, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. So, I mean, things happen, and he should have just came out and said, yeah, I dropped it, you know, like I said. And
I mean, let me ask you a question, David. What does that have to do with how he responded? I'm not beating him up for the drop. I'm beating him up for his response. I said that three times. I'm not beating him up for the drop because things happen. What is that, catching a touchdown, has anything to do with the way he's responded and handled this?
No, right. That's what I'm ready to say. I'm saying he should have came out and said, look, I dropped the ball, like you said.
Yeah.
He just should have came straight out and said, I dropped it. You know, no excuses. I dropped it. You know what I'm saying? And just one more thing I want to say to y'all. Hmm? Y'all never asked that question to that dude that day when he asked y'all whether y'all experts or not. All y'all?
We never answered it. Is that what you said?
Hey, David, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay, David, you're listening to us. We're not listening to you. So who's the expert? I mean, because I would hate to think that you spend this much time listening to people whose opinions you don't trust.
You.
Yeah. I mean, that would be pretty bad.
I don't think any one of us, by the way, have come out and said we're experts. I mean, I know I am, but like...
Just hadn't come out to say it. That would be arrogant.
I don't even feel comfortable. I would never even feel comfortable telling someone I'm an expert in this.
Jeremy, I didn't put him on the air, but there was one guy that called in and said, have you ever asked Jeremy why he offers sorry-ass excuses for his terrible gambling advice?
Which ones? Like,
I don't know. The guy was complaining about something, and he was like, and I said, dude, it's free advice.
Well, tell him to come on the air. Like, there are people that pay for it.
You know the funny thing about advice? You don't have to take it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And hey, buddy, if I throw you a bone, I don't want to know how it tastes either, so go F yourself.
I started laughing, and he said, oh, you agree? And I said, no, I'm laughing at you, idiot.
He's right. Let me, you know, horrible advice. Let me go to FanDuel and transfer that.
Oh yeah,
$600 or more.
Well, I mean, look, you can. There's a lot of things you can beat me up for, and even all my subscribers will tell you. What do I start off with? All of my losses, and I don't consider anything excuse. I tell you what happened in a game, like, well, whatever, it's fine. But come on the air and say it, you coward.
Well, he tried.
Joe didn't let him on.
Said no.
He didn't want to come on. Yeah,
oh. He didn't want to come on.
Joe does not care about people taking the smoke now.
No.
He'll let them in. Half of them say, no, I don't want to go on. Of course.
Yeah, because if you guys don't call in and get the smoke, we get it after the show. We got to deal with his ass.
Ben Wagner will join us at 8 o'clock to talk Orioles baseball, but on the other side, we're going to get a head start on him. Trevor Rogers starts a rehab assignment soon, and Chance McDermott will be right behind. What is wrong with you?
Everybody hated the Trevor Rogers signing, and now I want to know how excited they are to see him.
Is help on the way? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As I said, Trevor Rogers starts a rehab assignment. Jeremy Kahn couldn't stop the laughter. Why is that, Jeremy?
What, from the last one? From the previous segment?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny, and I'm assuming there are a lot of people that aren't saying this, but because of the issues with pitching, I mean, they have so many injuries at pitcher. Now, Trevor Rogers is getting close to coming back. Now, Kyle Gibson will be here before him.
I was about to say, look, Kyle Gibson was greeted with open arms.
Yeah, but I just think it's hilarious that everybody hated Trevor Rogers, and I don't know, depending on how bad he could be, that he feels like a godsend right now with what's going on. Because, again, Tommy's the only one that's pitching well.
Yeah.
He's the only one. And that's, and I don't know how long that lasts, because the more they see him, the more I worry about him getting hit.
What baffles me, Ed, is Trevor Rogers in 2024. And 21 starts with Miami Marlins. He pitched to a 4.53 earned run average, 105 innings pitched, 85 strikeouts. He did have more hits than innings pitched. And his whip was really high, 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to Baltimore. And 4 starts, 7.11 earned run average, 19 innings pitched, 25 hits, and 12 strikeouts. And his whip was 1.8.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So even with a high whip in Florida, in Miami, I should say, he had pitched to better numbers. So I may, maybe they just
a little bit more
the
lucky.
The numbers caught up with him, and he wasn't as lucky here in Baltimore yet.
It's possible. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this, but yeah, I looked at him up. I was looking at the numbers as, you know, we were talking about how, you know, people viewing him as a godsend, which sounds ridiculous, but yeah, I get it. But yeah, that's a high whip of almost 2.
When you're guys like Mike Elias, Sigma Dell, E. Rosemont, you look at things and you think, well, we can fix them. What do they see in Trevor Rogers? They see 2021, Jeremy. 25 starts.
Well,
2.64 earned run average, 133 innings pitch, only 107 hits. He had more hits than more strikeouts than innings pitch. He had 157 strikeouts. His whip was 1.1. He finished second in the National League Rookie of the Year. That's what they see. But do you think they can get him back anywhere close to that?
I don't know, because I feel like he's I don't want to call him Tim Tebow, but you remember, like, people, oh, I can win with him. I can take him. Josh McDaniels or any offensive coordinator is like, oh, I can win with this guy and turn him into something. I feel like Trevor Rogers is that guy that people look at and go back to 2021 and look at what he was doing. Right. He was amazing that year. Did he make the All-Star team?
Yes.
In his rookie year, had a great season and just has never caught that again. And I think teams are going, yeah, but what if we do this? And the weird thing is, I hear people saying that the Orioles don't develop pitchers under Mike Elias.
That's crazy.
They don't draft pitchers. They haven't drafted pitchers under Mike Elias. Well, I mean, you look at, we talked about it, Yennier Cano.
Felix Bautista.
Look at their ERAs before they got here. And obviously, not all these guys are drafted. You know, some of the trades that have made, oh, they can't trade. You get Zach Eflin, but you don't like the other trades because it wasn't a big enough trade for you. These are the things that I really feel like people get caught up in a 162-game season. But with Trevor Rogers, I totally get giving up 2 prospects that weren't going to play here. That are okay, guys. They're okay prospects. And I don't, you could tell me Kyle Stowers hit a home run and Connor Norby did this and that. Hell, I watched Renato Nunez hit 30 bombs here and then nobody pick him up the next year. So don't give me any of this nonsense. If you get a chance to play every day, you can put up numbers.
Yeah.
But you're going to get exposed and we're going to go, he can't hit left-handed pitching. He can't hit a curveball. That's what's going to happen. And then you got to make your adjustments.
You know, on all levels, Ed, Trevor Rogers is pitching 137 games. He started all those games. There's no way you can expect this guy to help out in the bullpen, right?
No.
If he comes up, he's a starter.
He's a starter or he's nothing here.
And that's where we have our troubles, too. I mean, the bullpen's been pretty solid. Starting pitching's been just awful. I mean, I assume he's going to be a starter.
Chase McDermott also right behind Trevor Rogers in terms of starting his rehab stint. I suspect that by the time the season's over, Trevor Rogers and Chase McDermott will have more starts combined than the veteran pitcher,
Charlie Morton.
I suspect it. If they come up by June, I suspect them to have more
Charlie
starts.
Charlie Morton's been a really good player for a long time. It's over, buddy. It's like this is not changing. You don't get to 40-some years old, pitch like this, and then all of a sudden go, I'm back, guys. Tell me the guy that did it. I mean, Roger Clemens pitched great when he was older. He was on steroids, but he pitched great when he was older.
However, Morton wasn't Clemens before.
No. And again, like if you look at his ERA last year, it doesn't look bad. It actually, I mean, he looked like he was okay, but that's the same guy that the Braves didn't want starting a postseason game. Yeah, you in the front row.
Craig Kimbrell, once upon a time, was a tremendous closer. You want him?
No, but I said that last year. I didn't want him.
You're not what your resume says you are. When your career's over, your resume matters.
I convinced myself that the Charlie Morton signing wasn't all that bad when it happened because they needed a vet in the rotation. Give me a veterinarian in the rotation before that. I'd take that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Columbia and get Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing? What Andrew said to me is irrelevant. I really don't care either way. It is what it is. But I called about Mike Elias. If I could, I'd give him a shovel. He managed to spend $70 million in the offseason to make this team measurably worse.
Did he, or did they have a lot of injuries at starting pitcher? Because how do you – I don't know how you spend money and make your team worse.
O'Neill, who's supposed to be a right-handed
– Who's this?
Tyler O'Neill.
O'Neill, okay. O'Neill.
He's 2-for-21 with 11 strikeouts against left-handed pitching. Charlie Morton, enough said. Sagano, we'll see what happens. Gary Sanchez got $8.5 million when McCann got $1 million. Andrew Kittredge got $10 million. He's not even pitching. I mean, you know, you could have done better. Nick Pivetta is making $1.2 million this year and 18 for the next three. He got a $50 million contract for 4 years. And I wasn't saying, you know, they should have got Pivetta in the offseason, but I didn't like any of the guys they got. They could have kept Danny Columbine instead of Perez,
who's
never been good.
Yeah.
It just, you know, you doubled the payroll and got worse.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that, Scott.
No, the team is worse right now, but you didn't like, oh, God. You signed a backup catcher. You replaced Anthony Santander with Tyler O'Neill. And let me pull up his stats and just look at it because he just gave you what he's doing against left-handed pitching. But overall, Tyler O'Neill right now has a .304 on-base percentage, hitting .230, .410 slugging, and it's been 17 games.
I'm not going to say that I agree with he made him worse, but at the same time, you know I didn't like the Tyler O'Neill signing.
No, and again, I'm not saying you got to like all the signings, yeah. But to sit here and say that he signed people and made this team worse is a little ridiculous. Because, again, Corbin Burns going off, yeah, everybody wanted Corbin Burns here, but at what cost? He wasn't coming back. You got a first-round pick for him.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree, like, if you wanted him to kick the tires on a Nathan Eovaldi, a Nick Pivetta, if these are guys that they didn't want or they didn't see value in, I don't know. Like, I'm listening to you on that. But the fact is, like, you can look at this team and go, they suck right now because of injuries. And I'll even put that with Gunnar being injured to start the season and trying to get back on track. There might be some wholesale issues at the clubhouse. There might be some other things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not worse because of the guys they signed in the offseason. They're worse because they're completely banged up.
They're devastated. They're completely they've been eviscerated. Pitching, just go through quickly. Suarez, Bradish, Wells, Grayson.
I just retweeted JCM's tweet about it. Yeah,
and obviously Zach Eflin as well. Well, that's your entire. It's the whole staff.
Here, look, I'll give you everybody if you want. It's Eflin, Kittredge, Rodriguez, Rogers, Suarez, Bradish, Wells. And then your prospects, all of your top pitching prospects, McDermott, Morphy, DeLeon, Riley, Fruit, Armbruster, all of these guys are guys that they eventually think can get here or they might be used in trades. They all got hurt. It's easy to look at it and say, and I'm not saying, like, look, they could have been healthy and this team could look like crap right now, and I think what you're saying would hold more water to the caller, but, like, again, injuries are the easiest thing to look at here. You lose your top two starting pitchers and your best pitcher from last year walked. Of course you're going to look like this.
Jeremy Carnes, Daily Line at 8:45, but on the other side, more Orioles baseball. Baltimore Orioles, Mass's own Ben Wagner joins us up next on The Fan.